This is Mark Hulsether. I woke up this morning really happy about being part of the community here in Luck and Frederick. I went to hear Jay sing last night at Frederick Arts, and I got up happy about going to buy local at my farmer's market in Frederick. And the first words I heard this morning at the farmer's market, somebody who was saying that he just didn't see that the cops had done much wrong. Maybe they shouldn't have shot seven times, but other than that, the guy seemed to deserve it. That was really a kick in the gut for me. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that this guy was doing something that was outside the law, and that he really did have a knife, and he really said the maximum obnoxious thing we can imagine that he might have said to the cops. It's conceivable that that's all true, although it's hard to believe, but let's just say it's true. I worked for years as a teacher, and sometimes students did really obnoxious things that got me angry. Part of my job was to try to let it roll off my back. If I had so much as, well, not even slapped somebody, just like said something unprofessional about them that got into an email, I could have gotten fired for that, no matter how provoked I had been, no matter how outrageous the whatever, libel, plagiarism, bullying, whatever we're hypothesizing that had provoked me to say something about some student or slapped them. That still would have been over the line. Still could have gotten fired for that. We're talking about somebody that shot a guy in the back seven times. My son used to live in Milwaukee, and well, his best friend was a black guy in Milwaukee, and another very close friend of his is from Kenosha. He probably would have been at the protest, either in Kenosha or in Milwaukee this week, when the 17-year-old guy with the semi-automatic rifle started shooting at the protesters. So I'm well enough aware from being up here and having grown up in Iowa, where there's hardly even a black person in my county, that things like race relations in Kenosha and Milwaukee just seem like they're in another world. But they're very live and real for me. So often I'm conscious that Wisconsin is really very important as a swing state. Some of the changes that Republicans were trying to put through at a national scale were pioneered here under Scott Walker. Before that, Wisconsin was on the cutting edge of McCarthyism, which is, I think, in some ways coming back now. And it's quite plausible that the vote in Wisconsin will swing the national election, and that will swing all kinds of things in world history. Today, I just want to get that off my chest. I think this is a moment when people that can swing the swing state need to try to stand up and swing it.